FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
There are just four segments remaining in today's show before we're off to Atlanta. We hope you'll be following all of our activities and the itinerary that we have this week on our social channels. And be here for next week's big Let's Go America tour and our live broadcast when we'll be at the Waldorf Astoria Atlanta Buckhead. But for the G Block, it's time for the Personal Connection and State Fairs, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
And you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. So whether you're traveling this summer or fall somewhere yourself or with your family, just like having a fun itinerary, valid passport, and quality luggage, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Travel Guard is affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways that you're going to be thankful for if you need it.
You know, Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there, and when you think about what travel can cost these days, we talk about it all the time on the show, and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, do what we do, folks. Get covered before you leave at TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, maybe you have some fond memories from your childhood, or maybe you've just taken your kids to one this summer, or maybe you just love the foods that can, for the most part, only be found in some of America's iconic state fairs. Either way, most of us have some sort of connection to our country's fairs, and joining us on our busy show hotline for our latest personal connection is Marla Calico, the CEO of the International Association of Fairs and Expositions.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Marla. Nice to have you here with us today.
Thank you so very much. I am pleased, and I have to tell you in advance, I love talking about fairs.
Well, we're going to do a lot of that over these next 9 minutes or so. So listen, you know, as Mary just mentioned, many of our listeners tuned in. I'm sure they have a memory or a connection to some of our country's iconic fairs that go on across the USA. So since you're engaged in what goes on behind the scenes in organizing these fairs, I want you to talk about that a little, but also how important they really are to the communities that they represent.
Absolutely. Well, briefly, my background came from being a manager of a large regional fair in Southwest Missouri, and I spent 29 years of my adult life working there. So when I came to this position to work for the association, I get what happens with our members, what it takes for them to make this annual event come to life. And I think a lot of times from a guest perspective, we really don't want them to see what happens behind the scene. You know, it's kind of like Wizard of Oz. We want that magic to happen the minute you walk into the front gate and you see the sights and you smell and you hear all of these sounds. And so our members across the globe are working very, very hard to make sure that these annual community events are the very best that they can be to celebrate. And that's truly what makes these unique and sets them apart. No matter whether it's the tiniest county fair or village fair, a regional fair or a state fair, or some fairs that don't have state or county in their name, but they represent a large region, they are very unique in that they serve that community. You can, you know, I look at our members across the United States, which, you know, well over 1,000, they're not identical. They have the same programs, but they're not identical. Mm-hmm. So being unique in serving and reflecting your own community is what sets each individual fair apart. And I love it that they are that, a reflection of the community. I've had a chance to travel to fairs all over the world. And when you go to a particular fair and see what brings the best of the community out, that is ideal.
Well, well said, and they do come in all shapes and sizes, and from our experience, they are always a great time. So a few years back now, we took our sons to the Iowa State Fair, and although Robert and I both grew up going to fairs, I used to go to regional fairs in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, I don't recall when I was growing up the program Little Hands on the Farm, and our sons loved it. So can you talk about this program and any other programs that fairs are doing to really encourage a connection to the farm animals?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that is what really, to be honest, has kept fairs relevant in today's age. You know, we've got many fairs that are now over 200 years old in this country. And in order to remain relevant, they have to reflect what's happening in current times. So as we see across the United States that now less than 2% of our population is actually involved in farming, folks coming to the fair today, they don't know where their food and fiber comes from. And so that is an emphasis with our members across the globe in finding creative ways to showcase agriculture and help make it real so that people understand where their food comes from, not just from the grocery store. Little Hands on the Farm is a really clever program. It was actually developed by Cindy Hoy, who is now the manager of the Indiana State Fair, but she developed it when she was on staff at State Fair of Texas. And so you can see variations of this program, not only still at State Fair of Texas and Indiana State Fair, but also now Iowa State Fair has made it their own, Minnesota State Fair, and several others have adopted this type of a program.
Well, it's terrific to see the growth in that program. So something else we've also seen that I think has really evolved over the years is the level of art that's shown at these fairs. They're almost like independent art festivals. I can think of photography hanging on the walls, all kinds of things. So any thoughts on the arts and crafts that we can see?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And arts and crafts as a whole are very, very important to the fair. And, you know, the stories of people who have shown for years and they're the consistent prize winners and they pass down to their family, that is always in my mind at the heart and soul of a fair, the competitive exhibits. But certainly, we have seen an evolution in the way that these items are displayed at the fair. And particularly, I can think of three or four fairs where they have taken their fine arts to an entirely new level. Ohio State Fair, phenomenal art show. Minnesota State Fair, where they literally create these galleries. It's just amazing. Florida State Fair has a very creative display of not only their photographs, but their fine art. Marin County Fair in San Rafael, California, oh my goodness, it is a curated, top-level art show. Mm-hmm. And I love to see this because it involves, again, every aspect of our community, and it dispels those perceptions that the fair is, you know, sometimes for a country sort of a thing. Certainly we celebrate rural life and we celebrate agriculture, but these art shows truly reflect a different and unique segment of our community.
Well, let's talk. All right, so we've talked arts, we've talked little hands on the farm, we've talked about some of the behind the scenes, but realistically, everybody goes for the food, okay? So unless we got to talk fair food, frankly, I got to tell you, Merle, I will never forget the look on our son's face when he realized he could get a fried Twinkie, a fried Oreo, and a fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich all in one day at a fair. So, I want you to highlight some of the unique foods for us and really the evolution of the foods at these fairs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I mentioned earlier that I've been involved in this fair space for a long time. I started working at a county regional fair in 1977, and we saw the evolution probably about the late 1980s. I can still remember we had a couple of ladies that wanted to sell cheesecake on a stick, you know, and up until that point in time, I'd never heard anything like that. And so since that time, you fast forward now well over 20 years, and it is amazing. This has become a phenomenon in and of itself. State Fair of Texas probably is the most well-known because they have their Big Tex Choice Awards. It's actually a highly competitive televised final to select this. They just recently, in early July, announced that they had selected 36 semifinalists, and then their finals will not be checked until later on this summer. A Wisconsin State Fair, which is coming up in early August, they just released a list of 70 new foods, and they have a competition which I love. It's called the Sporky. Think about that combination of spoon and fork. And for the selected Sporky winners, they get a giant golden Sporky out in front of their stand. And I looked at their list today. Black bean burrito balls, which are deep-fried balls of black bean, sweet corn, cheese, and spices served with a zesty chili lime. My mouth was watering. And then one that I'm not sure I could do, a fried pickle cheese curd taco, which is pickles, cream cheese, freshly battered white cheddar cheese curds, all deep fried in a taco and topped with a raspberry chipotle sauce.
Well, that's original.
Well, listen, the good news here is somebody is going to do that, and a lot of people are probably going to love it. I'm not sure I could do that one either, but I could do the black bean one for sure. So listen, we're going to run out of time. I hate to end this conversation with you today, but since you are in our personal connection segment, my last quick question for you, or our last quick question for you is just give us a couple of adjectives or words that why people connect to these fairs in your opinion.
Family reunion, heartwarming, the best of everything, local celebration of life.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. And, because of everything that happened with the whole coronavirus period, are the fairs pretty much all back on and everything that is going relatively back to normal out there?
Yes, it okay. certainly is, especially here in the United States. Internationally, not so much, but I just visited four fairs in the heartland at Indiana and Illinois here in early July. They're going strong. People okay. are coming out. It was so wonderful to see the smiles on everyone's faces.
Well, absolutely.
And celebration of life, Marla. I love that. Yeah.
All right, Marla, exactly. listen, thank you very much for spending some time with us on this Saturday morning. Folks, if you want to find out more or find fairs near you, very easy website. It's just fairsandexpos.com. fairsandexpos.com. Marla, enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was a fun conversation. The state fairs. Yeah. Folks, listen, send us an email if you've got a favorite state fair out there. We'd love to hear what you have to say. You can do that at rmworldtravel.com/contact. 70% of the show is now being prepared by our team for the archives. Rudy's coming back next as Mary and I go get ready to talk spam for today's museum gallery that's coming up this hour. The information and entertainment never stops on this show, folks. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.